All right, let's go ahead and begin John 14 tonight as we continue our study together. John chapter 14, as we continue our study together tonight. To emphasize John 20:30, and many other signs true to the Jesus in the presence of his disciples was not written in this book, but these are written that they might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through, may have life through his name. All right, let's go to begin verse number 23, John 14. Judas, verse 22, said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Key word is manifest, to be shown to us, a relationship to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And things were made by him, and without him was not made anything that was made. Verse number 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Matthew 5:13, we are light bearers, amen? That is, that when we let our light shine, that through our example and us being followers of being Christ-like, we indeed, people see Jesus in us. Also in the book of Romans chapter 8, and we talk about this all the time, in Romans chapter 8, and beginning in verse 16, 17 is a testament of your faith. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, when he talks about the concept that the Spirit, which is the Word, itself bears witness with our spirit. That is, the Spirit connected with your attitude, or our attitude, how we receive the Word, that we are children of God. You know, their spirit goes a long way in relationship to how the Word works. And then if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, it so be that we must suffer with him that we may also glorify together. That is, that when we speak the same thing and be of the same mind and be the church that the Lord will want us to be, Jesus manifests in us through the light. Because in him, we are in him. Because we're all part of the us that is us of Genesis 1 and verse 26. So look what it says here. It says here in verse 23, and Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, and look what he says, if a man, that's conditional, all Christians don't love him because all Christians don't keep his commandments. Amen. Amen. From John 14:15, if you love me, you will what? See, when you do things by my name or by my authority, back up, he says here, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it based on if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. He will keep my words, amen. He will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He said a lot in that verse, that relationship, to 1 John 5, when we talked about it all the time. 1 John 5 talks about to be born again is to love God. To love God is to do what? Keep his commandments. So when you are truly born again, you truly love God and you do keep his commandments. Go to 1 John right quick. And we'll talk about that with 1 John. 1 John, briefly, 1 John, he talks about that concept. See, if you abide, if you love God, you will keep my commandments. Well, 1 John chapter 5. See, in 1 John 5, he talks about that same concept here when he talks about whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, the begotten loveth him also that's begotten of him. But verse 2 says, by this we know. So how do you know? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. See, when you love God and keep his commandments. So he said the same thing here in relationship to doing God's will. Then it goes on down to verse 3, he said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not hard. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Well, why do you overcome when you're born again? Because you love God. And when you love God, you automatically keep his commandments. Amen. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. That who is he that overcome the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So go back to John 14. So it's that same concept. See, it's no way, brethren, that you can say you're a Christian and love God and not keep his commandments. If you don't keep his commandments, number one, you don't love him. Because love and keep, love and abide, love because you're born again. So when you're born again, you truly love God, you keep his commandments, then you overcome the world, and that's where victory lies in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, that's the reason why you go back here to verse number 14. See, when he says in verse 14, "If you ask anything in my name, I would do." See, that's what love would do for you. See, because you love God and keep his commandments. So if you don't get nothing out of the class tonight, this is the way we're supposed to be. Because if we're going to be manifest, if Christ going to be manifest in us, then that people see our good work, that we be those written epistles, we be the light of the world, we be the salt of the earth. Number one, you got to love God. Because see, when you love God, see, ain't nothing going to get in the way, because you're going to do everything you have to do to keep his commandments. Because if you don't keep the commandment, you're not going to overcome the world. Amen. See, and that's the whole point that we're talking about. That's the text I sent y'all the other day, John. Go to Ephesians 4. See, when I texted you, brother, the other day about have a great day, have a good work, and why we are sealed with the Spirit. See, how we act, the way we treat people. When you go to Ephesians chapter 4, all right? What's wrong, Randy? Ephesians chapter 4, good to see you, and Sister David with us today. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 29. See, Ephesians 4 and 29, see, he talks about that concept. See, let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. See, when you love God and keep his commandments, when you are born again, when you are victorious in Christ Jesus because you are light bearers, see, no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Amen. And then he talks about in 30, he says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. I believe in that text, I said, do not disappoint the Holy Spirit. See, when we sin, see, when we violate the principle of God, when we don't keep his commandments, because we don't love God, because we have been born again, we grieve the Holy Spirit. See, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And you may say, well, how you are sealed unto the day of redemption? Well, you are sealed because of 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that your body is a temple of what? Of the Holy Spirit. See, when you put the Holy Spirit in you, the Word, amen, you let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly so it can teach you, so it can admonish you. Number one, you have a protection cover over you. The devil has no hold over you. You remember James 4:7? See, when you submit to God, you're going to resist the devil. Why? Because you've been sealed. Amen? Why? Because you love God and keep his commandments. See, we are our worst enemy. I'm serious. We are our worst enemy because we say out of one side of our mouth that we love God, but the other side we demonstrate differently. See, we say we love him, but in our action we don't. Amen. See, that's the reason why he began by saying, let not corrupt communication come out of your mouth. See, Christians don't act this way. Because number one, if I got something against you, we're going to straighten it out, right? Because we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, right? We want to continue to have victory, don't we? We want to continue to love God, amen? Because that's the only way you're going to be asked of God and join after Jesus Christ, when we do his will. And that's what Jesus was talking about. He said, well, how we going to see Jesus in us and the world not see Jesus? The world can't see Jesus because the world don't have Jesus. The only way the world going to see Jesus is by the life that we live. They can't see it no other way. They literally can't see him no other way. See, that's the only way they don't see Jesus. It's through Christians, because we are representative, we're heirs of God, and we're joined heirs of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, brother. What kind of love? Not part-time. We can't just love them on Wednesday and cut them loose on Thursday. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take off. That's it. That's right. That's right. It'd be a hard. That's right. That's right. That's right. And see, that love is philia love. See, it's agape love. It's eros love. It's all kind of love. See, love is not part time. See, wives don't love husbands just on payday. Well, I'm gonna love them the day check coming. Now, when that money go, I ain't studying them till next Friday. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, you love him in spite of, amen. Good times, bad times, amen. See, that's the same thing with Jesus. See, a lot of people come to church on Wednesday night, but before they get out the door, they cut it back off. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a good point, Randy. But see, that love has to be built. See, as newborn babe desire, the sincere milk of the word. See, you got to want the word. You got to desire for the word. You got to apply the word to your life. See, as Jesus says in Matthew, teach them to observe all things. See, that teaching must be done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. See, you just can't study. You just can't pray when you get in trouble. You got to pray without ceasing. See, you got to have a desire to want to be here. Amen. Because see, you can't get your blessing until number one, that Holy Spirit, which is in you, what? Be transformed, that it may grow, that it may mature. James 1 talked about that, don't he? He said, to perfect, to mature, that is, that you have responsibility, that is, to perfect. Because when you don't do it, verse 12 says, if you're not able to endure temptation or even pass the test, well, you're not going to get the promises that are in Christ Jesus. See, it don't make sense. I'm telling you, it literally don't make sense. But you know what the sad part about it, class? That you think about Jesus in John 17, when he prayed that we may all be one. And when you look at 1 Corinthians 14:33, when he talked about God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. See, number one, we can't be peaceful if we can't get along with one another. And that we all speak the same thing and be of the same mind. See, but when we disobey God, or when we don't keep his commandments because we don't love him, and that's the solid reason. The reason why I say that's a solid reason, because where you should be, L-O-V-E, something is blocking love from working. Y'all know what that something is? See? Something has got in the way. Like Paul said, you were running well, but what hindered you? There are hindrances in our life, and we all have hindrances in our life. But see, you can't let those hindrances control you. You have to control it. You have to, what? That is. And you have to look at it. I know this is my weakness, but you're not going to control me. I'm going to let the power of the word of God control it. Just let it take up. Let him take it over. Amen. So that love can begin to work. Amen. And let me tell you something about love. When you get that love right with God, that love gonna be right with everybody else. That is that when you really love God, start keeping commandment, you're gonna start liking your fellow brothering better, you're gonna like the world better, you're gonna be a better husband, you're gonna be a better wife. I mean, that love just gonna flow all the way around. Amen. But see, but first you got to get it right spiritually. See, a lot of times people say, well, you got to get the outside right. No, you get the inside right first. Well, Paul talked about Romans 12 too. Be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? See, when you get your mind right, when you get your thinking right, everything else is going to be right. And one thing, don't you let nobody control your thinking. Don't you let me step in and preach to you, and what I tell you, control your thinking unless you prove it to yourself. A lot of times people say, well, the preacher said, no, I ain't good enough. You better say the book said it. And you better know what the book say. Amen. Too many times people try to control people's spirituality because they're weak. Paul talked about that in Romans 16:17. By smooth words and fast speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. See, people guide other people. People listen to other people. But people don't listen to the book. Amen. And I stop here and say that about me. And I wouldn't have no intention in the world to deceive nobody. But I'm still human. Amen. So everything I say, you should be getting a tape. You should be going on the website. You should be listening to this here. To back it up, check, make sure I'm telling the truth. Because I could be wrong. Did you not know that? So you're going to sit here and believe what I say? Ain't going to determine whether you're going to spend eternity? You better check it out. Amen. Now I can see if John was settling for 1995. But they free. Amen. You can go to about 9 o'clock at night. You can go on our website and pick this up. See? It's free. I do click on it. Amen. Because, see, you want to make that love what grow and mature. Because, see, when you love God, see, everything else is going to be all right. Because he said that's the victory. And that's the key word. See, you want victory. See, you want to be able to overcome this world. And don't let this world control you, but you control it. And that's the way Christians are supposed to be. Why? Because this world is not our home. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither think they're in the world. The love of the world is not what? Of the Father. See, and that's the point I think that we need to understand. Okay, let's go back to John. So he says here in verse 23, if a man love me, he will. You need to underline that word, he will. He will, and that word he, I know it's masculine gender, but make it personal. Say, John will, Randy will, Doris will keep my commandments. I like to do that. That's your Bible, right? To let you know you're going to do it. Now, you can't say, John, your Bible, Al will, because you can't control what I'm going to do. Right? Devil, don't put in that book, well, Maurice better do it. Amen? Now, you can help Maurice. Y'all can help one another. Amen. Through study and through encouragement, through edification, to build one another, love toward one another. Amen. But you can't control nobody to do it. Amen. He will. See, one thing about that, when you do stuff like that, and when you study your Bible, and when you see your name there, it means more to you. Or to me, it do. He will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him and make our abode with him. By that phrase, we will come unto him, right, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Because the only way he's going to come into you, Acts 2:38, is through the word. See, he can't come no other way. If you don't study 2 Timothy 2:15, he ain't going to come. See, the only way he's going to come is that you got to put him in you. Then he's not going to come into you if the temple is dirty. Amen. See, the temple is sinful. He ain't going to come in there. Amen. Because sin ain't going to block him out. Because Luke 8:11, the seed ain't going to penetrate. See, am I right? So he will come to me. He will ain't going to do no good to number one. That spirit get there. But the spirit don't dwell in dirty temples. Amen. That's an individual thing. Now, collectively, we're the ecclesia, right? But individually, we are Christians. In Galatians 6, every man must bear his own burden. So you got to make sure your temple is clean or is holy and is pure in order for the Holy Spirit to come in, and he will come unto you, that is, once your temple is right. And only your temple is going to be right if you love me and keep my commandments. You got me? See, that's the only way it's going to happen. See? And that's the point. That's the reason why the sun should never go down, see, to be angry at somebody, or jealous of somebody, have animosity against anybody. See, you don't do that. Because once you do that, see, he leaves the temple. Amen. Because you're not keeping the commandments. Amen. Husband and wife argue. See, that argument should never last no more than 5 minutes. I'm serious. Because none of us know what death is. I mean, you can have a massive heart attack in the process. Amen. You can have not a chance to repent. Amen. See, the main point, see, that is that you don't want to tolerate sin. See, once you tolerate sin, see, it festers. See, you need to nip it in the bud before it gets any bigger. See, and the only way you're going to do that, here we go again, James 4. You know the formula, right? Submit, resist, draw, to be humble, to get exalted. See, you need to memorize that, I'm telling you. Because see, if you don't submit, you ain't going to resist. And you can't draw. You ain't going to be humble. See? God can't be in the midst of a proud spirit. Because see, pride is your way, not God's way. Amen? Y'all with me? So, James 4, 7, submit, resist, draw, humble yourself. So what? You can be lifted up. See, when you be lifted up, then people see Jesus in our life, because then once he come into you, then the love begin to what? Grow, mature, perfect. See, get you better and better, good and gooder. And that's what you want to do, right? See, and that's what he's saying here in this verse here. If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That means that he's going to stay with you. See, he's going to be with you 24/7. Right? There ain't going to be no part-time. It's going to be full-time. See? You ain't got to be like yourself. Oh, wait, let me charge it up. No. See? Oh, my cell phone. Oh, Jesus dead. No. It's stay charged up all the time. Amen? See? And that's the point that we should see. Look at verse 24. Is that he that loveth me, and look what he said. Underline that word not. So this is the negative side. You saw the positive side, right? You saw the good side, right? He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, right? And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. See, go with me to 2 Corinthians. First, hold your spot. Go to John 8. Go back to John 8, and then we'll go there. See, go back to John 8. Sometimes we just don't know, man, who we're playing up against. Amen. See, John 8, 44. In John 8, 44, he kind of gave a little description of who the devil is. Read that right, 1 John 3, 8. He said, now listen to this devil, this joker. He said, if ye of your father, the devil. Now look at the language the Holy Spirit says. He used a pronoun, your father, who is the devil. Y'all see that? See, now go back to John, hold your spot right there, and read what he said here, verse 24. See, why would he say your father the devil? Because he that loveth me not and keepeth not my sayings. You don't belong to God. You belong to the devil. Amen. Right or wrong? You say, brother, Lord, don't say that about me. Well, it's the truth. It ain't but two ways you can go. Right, wrong, am I right? You can belong to God or you belong to the devil. Amen. Is you doing or you're not? Is you love me or you're not love me? Ain't no in-between ground, amen? See, Randy said you can't do it part-time. Jesus, if I can't have all of you, I don't want none of you. I'm a jealous God. Amen. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. See, that's something that we got to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. You got to give them all. So look what he says here. He says in John 8:44, he said, ye are of your father the devil. And the lust, that word lust means the desire of your father you will do. Amen. See, ain't no way in the world. If the devil in you, you're going to act like the devil. Amen. You hear somebody say, I sure don't know what's wrong with him. Yes, I do. He's full of the devil. Tell the truth, amen. Because you ain't full of God, the only conclusion is you're full of the devil, amen. If you don't love God and keep his commandments, the only conclusion is you love not God because you keep not the commandments, amen. So, here we go. Right side, we don't want to be right side because Jesus talking about the right side, the left side. Sheep, goat, amen. See, either you're on the right side and you're a sheep, or either you're on the left side, you're what? Goat. Amen. Why he called the right side? Because the right thing to do. Right? When you love God and keep his commandments, am I right? Why the left side? Because the wrong thing to do. Amen. So he said, ye are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. You need to mark that because, see, a lot of times people say, I don't know what's wrong with me. Yes, you do. Don't say that. You do know what's wrong with you. I don't know what's wrong with my children. Yes, you do. They're full of the devil. Amen. And y'all know what? You need to see things like that. You better not call my children the devil. That what they is? Am I right? You know what, y'all? If we told the truth about life and the way people are, we'd have a better world. Why am I going to sit there and say, you so good when I know you ain't? Huh? When I know you're not good. Or when I know you're not keeping God's commandments and not loving him. Why am I going to sit there and say that? And we do the same thing about church folk. We allow church folk to do what they want to do when they want to do, but we still say, well, all right, bro, you all right with me. They can't be all right with you. How can they be all right with you when they ain't all right with God? Am I right? Am I right? See, I'd rather you come to me and tell me the truth. The truth, if I know it, I can straighten it out. Then for me to think that I'm right, but knowingly, I'm wrong. Am I right? Because see, conscience is a funny thing. See, conscience, most people don't want their feelings hurt. See, a lot of times we just don't want to hear no negativity. We live in a world today where they teach in school now negative talk and positive talk. See, this is a new word. Sexist, sex ageist. See, you know, Paul walked up to me and say, like, they, me and Dara talking about it, and we had our cell phone. They said, what are old people like y'all doing with a phone like that? And Dara looked at me and said, what age got to do with it? I mean, what, and I said, why you say something like that for? What age got to do with what kind of phone you got? I mean, just because you old, you're supposed to have an old flip phone back? Ain't what that got to do with it. He looked at me and said, well, I guess I ain't never thought about it that way. Well, you said it. You able to buy it, I mean, how old you are, right? If that's what you want, am I right? See? So what age got to do with it? And Dara didn't like it, for she talked about it for the next 3 hours. I said, leave it alone. Well, let's go back to John 8:44. I'm going to finish reading what he said here. Hold on a minute, Randall. Hold on. He said, you are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Look what he said. He was a murderer from the beginning and abhorreth not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of what? The father of what? Of it. Man, we need to memorize that. Because that's who our enemy is. That's who our adversary is. That roaring lion, seeking whom may devour. Go ahead, Brother David. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what he said? That's it? That's it? That's right. That's right. That's it. That's it. And then I tell nothing. That's true too. But you know why I asked they didn't couldn't understand? Because they didn't have understanding to understand. See, at this point in Jesus' ministry, they did not understand. They could not connect physicality with spirituality. See, they just didn't know that. They just didn't understand how a human flesh can be manifest in somebody. Because that's just unnatural. See, Jesus wasn't talking about the physicality. Jesus was talking about the spirituality. That's the same thing in the church today. See, when you understand about the church and the way the church works and the purpose of the church, see, it's nothing physical. All things are spiritual. Amen. It's mind things. Amen. See, that's why we sing. See, it makes melody. See, in our hearts to the Lord. See, we do that so we can think. You with me? See, but see, that's the reason why. See, they did not have an understanding. That's the reason why. John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13, he had to give them that comforter, that spirit of truth, to bring back all this stuff that he taught them during those 3 years, so that they were Pentecost, when they were baptized with the miraculous during the Holy Spirit, then a light bulb went off. Well, see, that same light bulb go off in us. When we love God because we're born again, when we keep his commandments, then when we do that, we start letting the word come in. You ever heard preaching? Or you ever been studying? See, it's like you just said, Randy. You said, wow, look here. John 8 and John 14 said the same thing. See? It said the same thing. It's like when Brother Chomley the other day preached that lesson on Leviticus. You know, I always thought Leviticus was just a dull book. I just really did. But when he brought those 3 points out, you know, the sacrifice, the blood, and the details, it all had meaning. See, animals had to be sacrificed, blood had to be shed, but the main point he made was it had to be done in detail. It had been done in accordance to God's commandments in order for them to be saved. And wasn't that wonderful? But see, that never rested in my mind. See, in the same way, on the day of Pentecost, when they received the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit, then they began to understand. That's what study will do for you, folks. That's what truth will do for you. Truth will just enlighten you. Truth will just open it up for you. Truth will just make you see better. It just make you appreciate the book better. Amen. See, when you learn, see, when you can say 66, 39, 27, 5, 12, 5, 17, and when you can say 4, 1, 17, 1, and then know what you're talking about and know what it means, man, don't that make you feel good? Amen. See, and that's the whole point, and that's what you're saying, Randy. See, They couldn't see that. Same thing today. See, when you allow sin to come in, and sin overshadows truth, amen, they really want about to come you out from among them. See, sooner or later, you're either going to send you a strong delusion to make you believe a lie, or you're going to become a reprobate. And that is that even if you want to change, so much wrong is there, see, truth ain't going to be able to come in. Amen. That's the reason why you don't play with sins. See, it's like brothering sometimes. See, brothering is just so, they have just taught error so long. Or things like group singing, or things like institutionalism, or things like orphan homes, or things like the Lord's Supper, or things like this and that. That when truth comes, See, because see, you've been set so much in your old ways, you antagonistic against it because they ain't what you want to do. Because you've been doing this so wrong so long. Darkness is overtaking you so long. See, so that's what you're talking about there. And that's the danger of it because these apostles at this time, they had been with you. Somebody said, well, man, they had been with Jesus for 3 years. They should have understood. No, they couldn't understand. Because even when Jesus got ready to send back to heaven, they still asked a dumb question. What did they say? Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? They still thought it was going to be a physical kingdom. Because they being Jew, right? Because their Pentecost was all Jews, right? And according to Isaiah 2, right? See, on their Pentecost, all Jews had to assemble in the city of Jerusalem, right? So they were there. So they thought that this kingdom, this king of kings, they knew that the kingdom was going to come. That's all they'd been hearing through Abraham. See, in the old law. They knew that. But they still thought it was a physical kingdom. So they said, well, Lord, when are you going to restore it back? The kingdom back to Israel. But they thought it was going to be just like the kingdom they already had. See, through the times of Old Testament. The tabernacle being rebuilt. That's what they thought that he was coming to do. But it wasn't that. It was a spiritual. And that's the same thing in the church today. The church is spiritual. See, that's why. See, he said, I will come unto you and I will abode with you if you love me and keep my commandments. And the reason why he said, I'm going to come unto you is an individual thing. It's not collectively. See, that is that when he comes to you, every one of us, then once we all get it, amen. Like they all got it on their Pentecost, right? Well, once we all get it, and then we become one, then we speak the same thing and build the same mind. Right? See, and we're not going to allow no darkness or no false doctrine or error to come in because we don't want to lose that victory that we have by being in Christ Jesus. You with me? See, that's the beauty of it. So that's a good point you made, Randy. That's right. See, but most people can't see that. Because if they did, they would live right. I'm telling you, man, you would do it. I mean, you would do right. Because see, once you understand, once you begin to transform or renew your mind, your thinking, and that's something I do every day. You do it every day, don't you? Because we all have sin, amen. I sin, you sin, all of us sin, amen. But we just don't let sin control us. Or when we do sin, we learn why, when, where, who called me that. Did I get that out of my life? I mean, who it is. See, that's why I'm very skeptical. Okay, well, you're in the church or not. If you're wrong, I'm going to stay away from you. That is, if I can't help you. Now, I do everything I can to help you understand truth. But when I see I can't help you, it's time for me to come you out from among you. See, because see, you danger to me. That's the way I see you. Danger the way you see them. See, you danger. You can hurt me. And it ain't worth it. Amen. Because see, how am I going to help you when you don't want to help yourself? I can't help you if you don't want to help yourself. So why am I going to continue to associate with you? Because 2 John 9 says, if I do, I'll partake of your evil deeds. Right or wrong. It's just that simple. Now, I like you as a person. See, but that's all I can do. See, that man told me, he said, take my name off that mental list. I don't want you to see me no more. But I said, that's fine. That's fine. That's your choice. I won't see you no more. You understand? But you know what? I stay away from you. Because, see, you're the devil. Amen. Now, y'all can call, you say, don't call that man. That's what he is. And that's the way I see him. See, when I see him, I see the horns up on him. Y'all say, you see horns? I don't see horns, but I be thinking about horns. I'm serious, man. That's the way you got to see it, man. Because you ain't got but one soul. You don't travel away but one time. And you got to get it right. Then it don't make sense for you to call yourself a Christian and don't have victory this day, tomorrow. Because, like you said a long time, Randy, when you preached that sermon, you remember that sermon you preached, don't let nobody steal my joy. That phrase stuck with me a long time, too. And I still think about that. Because, see, people will steal your joy. They will take it right from you on your job if you let them. Because, see, they don't know no better. You know why they don't know no better? Because they're the devil. I mean, they just don't know no better. That's what they're supposed to do. Try to destroy you. Destroy me, right? Because, see, they don't know no better. See, you can't expect. They're the devil. That's what you got to say. Now, you don't call them the devil, but that's what they are. Amen. Go ahead, brother. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem. That way you can do it. They ain't right. And it will never get right, Randy, when you'll never cultivate the soul. We all at one time had bad soul. And still our soul might not be the best it can be. Amen. It's a work in progress. Revelation 2:10 says, beat our faithful unto death. I mean, you keep on farming. Amen. See, and I will give unto thee a crown of life. That's the reason why every day the Lord give you breath. See, you should be examining yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself. See where you're in the faith. A Christian who don't tell the truth about his own self is crazy. And I mean it. Why are you going to sit there and say, I don't cuss, when you know you do? Why you sit there and say, well, I don't do this, when you know you do? See, you deceiving yourself, and the truth is not in you. So it'd be better just tell the truth. But once you learn, see, this is the good part, see. Once you learn what the problem is, then you have the power through the word, amen, to pluck it out. See, I always thought it was kind of crazy for people in their front yard to pull weeds. I said, why they pull weeds? Let the weeds take care of themselves. You ever seen people do that? Spend all day pulling weeds. Like raking leaves. You know why I want raking leaves? Let God take care of that. Ain't that right? Who won't do that? There's a purpose behind that. Am I right? See, let me tell you something. When God made this world, God put everything. You know what? Me and Dar were walking the other day, and this is something you don't see very often, clotheslines. You just don't see it. You know? Because, see, we don't got so sophisticated, we have dryers, don't we? Don't we? But, Kathy, you're old school, right? Mama made you hang clothes out, didn't you? See, when God made light, see, light purifies. See, when you hang them clothes out there, see, not only they clean, but that light purifies your clothes. God helps clean your clothes. You didn't know that? See, not only light purifies us, amen, but that light, the sunlight, it has a lot of power. See, everyone, the old school worked better, but y'all don't got so sophisticated now. I ain't got time to hang no clothes. What's a clothesline? Y'all know no clothesline is. Michelle, you know what it is? You do? Okay. All right. Because, see, we go throw two pieces in the dryer. We throw one sock in. See? Because I do it all the time. You know? All the time. I said, Doc, go. You ain't got time to iron your shirt. And she said, I throw it in the dryer. You understand what I'm saying? But, see, we got in the way, haven't we? From the goodness and the blessings of God. So go back to what you're saying. See, you have to cultivate. See, I know why they pull those weeds out, because those weeds were good to get a good grass. If you don't get them out of there, sooner or later, you may start out with Bermuda. Let them stay there. That crabgrass tatted Bermuda up. Right or wrong. That's the reason why you got to get it out of there, don't you? See, to make your yard pretty, make that Bermuda, all that other good grass grow. And that's the same thing you got to do for that soil. Because, see, we all have sin, right, and falling short of the glory of God. So you cultivating that soil. You protecting that soil. Luke 8:11 says seed is the word. And the seed got the word penetrate. That's why Jesus talking about the different types of what soil. See, but we want that good soil, don't we? We don't want the thorny. We don't want the rocky. We want the good soil, don't we? But see, the only way you make good soil, now you start off with bad soil. See, and today you start straightening out. See, you can straighten it out today. See, and only you can do that. You can see. You can just go home and say, hey, we're going to give us a garden going, spiritual garden. And we're going to straighten that out, amen. We're going to put a little more love in there, a little more kindness. Am I right? Go to the fruits of the Spirit. See, and start developing your spiritual garden, amen. But it all begins with, number one, your mindset telling you that because you are born again, you're going to love God and you're going to keep his commandments. See, that's the whole premise of the lesson today. That, number one, see, I don't want not to love God. See, when I not love God, well, I'm not going to keep his commandments. See, you just ain't going to do it. See, and that's the point. One more scripture. Go to Galatians right quick. And then it's time to stop. Y'all with me? Okay. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. I want you to mark 7. I want you to mark 17, 16, 17. All right. 25. 26, all right, really the whole chapter. But let me start over again. There's so many good things there, but okay, I'm sorry, okay. But look at 7, 17 through 26. Because 17 through 26 talks about, 16 said, this I say then, you walk in the Spirit, which is the word, right? You shall not fulfill the lust of the word. Y'all see that? See, he said, I will come in you and bow with you if you love me and keep my commandments. So when you do that, and then you walk in the Spirit, that is, see, the flesh don't have no control over you. And that's what it says. And then verse 17, he talking about the flesh, lusted against the Spirit. That's his life, right? See, you sitting in your car. You don't even know that person, do you? You sitting in Walmart. You don't even know that person. You don't know nothing about that lady. He said, ooh, look at us. Amen. That's sin. You didn't know that. You don't know nothing about that lady. Did the Bible say avoid evil speaking, corruption? Y'all say, why would you say that? Because, see, we got to learn how to control our tongue, our thinking. See, we got to let the Spirit just take away everything so our thoughts don't go there. Amen. Amen. Because it starts small, don't it? See, and then all the way down to verse number 22. But this week, read the whole chapter. Because you brethren, how many times y'all read Ephesians chapter 4:19? Is it 4:19? In the text, I told you to read it 3 or 4 times then. See? But look at this, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, that God in it around it. Joy and peace and long suffering. But all this, go back to verse 7. See, all this ain't going to do no good if you don't get those hindrances out your life. So you're unaware of who the hindrance that you should not obey the truth. Underline that word hindrance, because we all got hindrances in our life that stop us from obeying the truth. See, there are hindrances from stopping people from coming to church tonight. Amen. There's a reason why they're not here. You think they're not here because they don't want to be? It's a reason. It's a hindrance. And y'all can call it anything you want to call it to justify your conscience. Amen. But it's a hindrance. Amen. And the devil knows it's a hindrance, and guess what? He'll play on it. Amen. Amen. Am I right? See, you need to look at these things. Amen. For every action, there's a reaction. For what we sow, there's a reaction. See, think about this. When things happen in your life, know the reason why they happen. Just don't say they happen and don't think about it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? If you get angry, well, think about it. What caused me to get angry? Don't just get angry and then calm down and then forget about it. Don't do that. Stop. Sit down. Get you a piece of paper. I got angry today. Now, what caused me to get angry? Who caused me? What were the hindrances in my life? Because you don't never stop it, guess what? You're going to get angry tomorrow. Cause it, 9 times out of 10, it's the same thing, same people, same environment. It called you to do these things. But you got to come ye out among them. You say, why you say all that, Brother Lyle? Because they're hindrance. And when you allow it, you're not keeping God's commandments. You're not walking in the Spirit. Amen. The negative teaching, ain't it? See, we allow things to happen, you don't do it. Man, I got a pad at home, yellow pad. I think I went to 2 or 3. I got so many hindrances in there. Ooh, we. Because I ride them down. See? Well, I'm going to deal with them. Got people names in there. I know who they are. Man called me all day. Hey. He caught me and Dar walking the other day. We were walking around Fairfield Park yesterday, I believe yesterday. Heard somebody say, hello. Who are you calling me? I looked around and I saw him. I'm too big to hide. He caught me. I said, I don't want to play with you. He said, what's your phone number? I'm not going to lie. I gave it to him. What thing I'm going to say? Get run the number? I told the truth. He gave me my phone number. I gave it to him. But, I bet there's going to be some, if you call me in that couple of days, if I don't know your number, I'm dodging. I ain't going to deal with it. Because he's the devil. Every time I don't know when he's been in trouble. Now, here I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to walk and do right for myself. And he goes, all them folks walk around Fairfield Park, he gonna see me. Ain't that something? See, that way they're working. See, I went home and wrote his name down. He was coaching a little girls' baseball team in the park. He a school teacher. I went right home and wrote his name down, Coach Blank. And you say, well, you got to stay away from that because I know I've been there with him. I've been there with his wife. I've been there with her. See, and I ain't going through that no more. But see, I'm saying that. I can't speak for y'all. You got to deal with these hindrances because if you don't, they'll compile on you and sooner or later you'll be a mess. Huh? They'll overtake you. All right, we're out of time. Next week, we'll pick back up. I'm going to finish this whole chapter today. What did you say, for? Go ahead, Randy.